继续敬拜。
Let us continue to worship.
弟兄姐妹，让我们看看你前后左右的人。
Please look at those that are around you.
虽然我们都那么的不一样。
Although we're all so different.
但是今天有一件事情我们在这里是一同来做的。
But today there's one thing that we are doing together.
一同来敬拜神。
That is, together we worship God.
一同来注目耶稣。
Together we focus, gaze upon Jesus.
一同来看他的荣美。
And to gaze upon his glory.
一同来赞美他的救恩。
And together we praise him for his salvation.
Thank you. 是一位永活全能的神。
He is the Almighty Living God.
但是这一位全能的神不是坐在高高的天上。
But this Almighty Living God doesn't just sit way up there.
他愿意设立帐幕在人间。
He is willing to come to earth to be with us.
他愿意与我们同住。
He is willing to abide with us.
每一天他看顾他的儿女。
Day by day, he takes care of his children.
他引导我们。
He leads us.
在每一件事上，每一个环境，都是他所量定的。
In every circumstance, he has prepared it for us.
主，让我们珍惜这样的每一天。
Let us cherish every day. How we thank you.
因为你每天都有意义。
For you make every day meaningful.
因为你活在你面前，每一件事都有属灵的价值。
And because of you, everything has spiritual value.
无论我们成功或是失败。
Whether we succeed or fail.
你都用你有计划的爱在引领我们。
You're still leading us with your love that is with wisdom.
每件事你都在观望我们。
With everything, you're watching over us.
你都在引领，你都在眷顾。
You're leading and you're carrying us.
主，但是你最在乎的是你的儿女。
Because the ones that you care about the most is your children.
有一天这些事都会过去。
And one day all these things will pass.
但是你借着每一件事情，你在教导我们。
But you're teaching us through everything.
你帮助我们成为有神儿子的性情。
Help us to gain the image and the likeness of a son.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你继续地向我们说话。
Please continue to speak to us.
让我们珍惜在你面前的每一天。
So that we cherish
每件事
our every day and every circumstance.
每一次的聚集
and every gathering.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
请坐。
Please take your seat.
Day by day 是个非常好的诗歌。
Day by day is a very good hymn.
每一天每一天我们都能够经历主。
Every day, we can experience the Lord.
今天早上我还要继续来跟弟兄姊妹交通最近我所遇见的事。
This morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters the things that I have encountered recently.
最近我们两年读经的计划，我们刚刚读完耶利米书。
And we have just finished reading Jeremiah for our two-year Bible reading.
在读耶利米书的时候，大概是两周前。
It was about 2 weeks ago when we finished reading the book of Jeremiah.
我的孩子去年就邀请我跟他们一同到法国去旅游一周。
My daughters invited me to travel to France for a week.
那大部分的时间呢，我们都在那个诺曼底。
And we spend most of our time in Normandy, France.
我们在追踪二次大战的历史。
And we were tracing the history of World War II.
所以在旅途里面，我一面观看二次大战留下来的痕迹。
On one hand, I was trying to trace the history of World War II.
一面呢，我也继续读古老的耶利米书。
And on the other hand, I was still reading this ancient book of Jeremiah.
回来后，我和孩子们说，这是一次非常有意义的旅行。
After our return, I told my daughters that this was a very meaningful trip.
使我对历史有一个不同的认识。
And that gave me a different perspective on history.
历史呢，不再只是记载以往的事。
So history is no longer just a record of the past.
历史能够帮助我现在的生活。
But that it can help me with my current life.
也可以预知将来的结局。
And can also predict the future.
首先呢，我们说到人一个对我们人来说一个完整的历史。
So for us humans, a complete history
是从创世纪人被创造以后开始。
It actually begins when man was created.
一直到启示录结束的时候。
Until the time when Revelation ends.
那个时候时间结束了。
And it is.The end of Revelation is when time ends.
因为神的旨意完成了。
Because that's the time when God's will concludes.
圣经预先告诉我们所有人将来的结局。
The Bible foretells us the end of mankind.
历史呢，就是记载从创世纪到启示录这一段时间内发生的事。
History records the period of time between the beginning of time and the end of time.
圣经预先告诉这个在圣经中的历史部分告诉我们神一直都在主导人的历史。
The history that is recorded in the Bible tells us that God is the one that is directing the history of mankind.
圣经结束在启示录。
The Bible ends with Revelation.
将近2000多年前神就 神就说圣经已经完全了。
About 2,000 years ago, God already told us that the Bible, the writing of the Bible is already complete.
神的旨意完成了。
That God's will is fulfilled.
所以呢，不能够再多加一点。
And therefore, nothing can be added to the Bible anymore.
圣经的预先将所有人的历史将会有的结局告诉我们。
The Bible tells us the history as well as the end, what is to come in the Bible.
所以圣经是一本历史的书，圣经也是一本预言的书。
Therefore, the Bible is a Bible of history and is a Bible of prophecy.
在最后一天来到之前
Before the last day comes,
我们每一天都朝着圣经所说的预言在向前。
Every day we are moving toward the how the prophecy prophesied.
我们所度过的昨天也就成为历史的一部分。
The day that we lived yesterday has become a part of history.
预言先圣经预先告诉我们将有的结局。
The Bible foretells us the end that will come.
根据以往历史中发生的事。
And it's based on the things that happened in history.
帮助我们选择今天要走哪一条路。
To help us choose which way to go today.
当我在诺曼底看二次大战的遗迹的时候。
When I was in Normandy looking at the remnants of World War II,
我真的希望世界各国的领导都能够到这里来安静住一个礼拜。
How I wish all the world leaders today will go there and have a quiet week.
提醒他们战争的残酷。
To remind them of the brutality of war.
盼望他们都能够选择和平。
Hoping that they will choose to have peace.
但我知道那是不可能的。
But I know that that's not possible.
就同一个国家法国。
The same country, France.
他们先经过第一次世界大战。
They went through World War I.
现在又在经过第二次世界大战。
And then they went through World War II.
同时间当我读耶利米书的时候。
At the same time when I was reading the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书也一直在重复一个现象。
The book of Jeremiah repeated the same phenomenon.
人远离神，不愿意遵守神的要求。
That is, men departed from God and not willing to follow the commands of God.
因此一再的遭受苦难。
And therefore, again and again, they suffered.
似乎历史中一些现象会不断重复的出现。
As if the history repeat themselves over and over again.
这就是传道书的信息。
This is the message of Ecclesiastes.
过去发生的事将来还会继续发生。
What has happened in the past will happen again.
但是圣经和人所记载的历史有一个不同的地方。
But there is a difference between man's history versus what is recorded in the Bible.
人的历史没有盼望
Because man's history has no hope
而圣经在记载历史的时候却不一样
But when the Bible records history is different
在人的失败中神总有救恩预备
In the midst of man's failure God has always prepared salvation
圣经在记载历史的时候总有安慰的话
When the Bible recordsthe history, it always ends with words of comfort.
总结束在盼望。
And ends with hope.
为什么我说这次旅行使我对历史有不一样的主观认识呢？
Why did I say that this trip gave me a very different perspective or subjective understanding of history?
当我在观看过去战争的历史的时候
When I was looking at the history of the wars in the past
发生了两件奇妙的事
Two miraculous things happened
这不是我们事先可以预备好的
It wasn't something that we can prepare in advance
好像是神迹奇事一样
As if it was a miracle
就在那个 moment 发生了
It happened right at that moment
神让我看见在这么残酷的战争里面
God allowed me to see that in such brutal cruel war
个最伤痛的心情里面。
In the midst of the most painful emotions.
有一些人，我们有共同的信仰。
There were some people with the same faith.
因着我们共同的信仰，我们共有的信心。
Because of the same faith.
他们做不同的选择。
They chose a different, to make a different choice.
带来一个非常不一样的结局。
Which brought about a very different ending.
我今天时间的原因，我只分享一张照片。
Because of time today, I will share just one photo with you.
这个是 Commonwealth 的公墓。
This is the Commonwealth, cemetery.
在那个墓碑下面有一个空间。
There is a small space on the bottom of, the tombstone.
他们的家人写下他们心中的忧伤。
It was, the words written by the family members of the dead.
他们盼望将来我们还能再见面。
And it is the words of sorrow that they put there, that they hope to be able to see one another in the future.
那天我和两个孩子，我们就在那里读这些话。
That day, as my daughters and I were reading those words,
我们低着头在那里一个个的读。
We bow our heads as we read those words one by one.
那些话实在是非常的伤痛。
Those words were filled with sorrow.
我们三个人都流泪了。
All three of us were shedding tears.
但是当我们忽然间抬头的时候。
But then, as we lifted up our heads,
却看到一片金色。
What we saw was a piece.golden color.
真的，其实那个时候整个场里都是金光闪闪。
And during at that time, the whole field was filled with this gold color.
太阳照在上面。
The sun was shining on it.
那是个非常震撼的一刻。
It was such an amazing moment.
当时我忽然间。就立刻想到不久前我们复活节说的金色黎明。
At that time, suddenly I remember the topic that we share on Easter morning, the golden daybreak.
经过死亡而有的复活。
The resurrection after death.
那一刻真的对我非常的震撼。
That moment was stunning to me.
这是我们读历史的益处。
That's the benefit of reading history.
读历史使我们有智慧。
Reading history will give us wisdom.
我们需要智慧做对的选择。
Because we need wisdom to make the right choices.
我们每一个人的都很短暂。
All of us are very short-lived.
我们每一个人的生活范围都很渺小。
Our scope of living is very small.
因此我们要凭着自己在每一个时间的关口做对的选择，真是不容易。
So it's not easy to make the right choices in the right moment.
但参考历史中发生过的事。
But as we refer to what has happened in history.
让我们知道怎样选择。
Then we can get to know how to make the right choices.
就在这样的这两周时间。
In those two weeks,
我回来以后，我们就继续读士师记。
And so after we came back, we started reading the book of Judges.
今天早上我要借着士师记中的两个士师来交通。
This morning I would like to share with you all from the book of Judges and talk about the two judges recorded in this book.
参孙和基甸。
That is Samson and Gideon.
他们的历史怎样帮助我过？过去两周的生活。
And how their histories helped me to live my past two weeks of life.
所以你们注意到我将参孙放在前面。
So, notice that I put Samson in front of Gideon.
对，是因为我们比较熟悉参孙的故事。
Because we are actually more familiar with the story of Samson.
他是一个有名的大力士。
He is a famous Herculean.
他力气非常的大。
He was so powerful.
相对来说，我们对基甸的认识比较少。
So comparatively speaking, our knowledge, our understanding of Gideon is much less.
我们来看看参孙这一个人，除了我们知道他有非常大的力气以外，他有什么特点？
So what are some of the characteristics of Samson aside from him having great strength?
首先呢，他的出身就与众不同。
First of all, his birth was different than everyone else.
他的成长也与众不同。
And so was the way how he grew up.
他是一个因着神迹奇事而得到的孩子。
He was a child of miracles and wonders.
他父母本来不能生育。
His parents could not have children.
神自己要将一个孩子赐给他。
But God himself gave them a child.
不仅这样。
Not only that,
并且他父母养育他的方法也是直接问过神的。
The way of parenting Samson was an inquiry that they gave to God and they received the guidance from him.
我想他的父母得到最好的 parenting 指导。
I believe his parents got the best parenting guidance.
没有人在出生前就有这么多的优势。
No one had ever had such advantage before they were born.
他成长以后，他的力气大过众人。
When he grew up, his strength was greater than everyone else.
靠他的力气，他可以不被约束。
By his own strength, he did not have to be, when he was not restrained.
他心里想要的，他都可以得到。
Whatever his heart desired, he was able to get.
没有人能够拦阻他。
No one could stop him.
我们知道他在人生最后一段的时间非常的悲惨。
We know that in the last part of his life, it was very tragic.
他的眼睛瞎了。
His eyes were blinded.
他脚上被上的链子。
His feet were chained.
一直在推磨。
And all he was doing was pushing a mill.
我们知道推磨的环境。
We know what kind of an environment that would be.
苍生眼睛瞎了，脚上有链子锁的。
He was blind, feet were chained.
他在一个小的范围里面没有自由的不断的打转。
In a small area with no freedom, going in circles.
非常无奈的人生。
Such a helpless life.
那最后呢，他与他应该杀的敌人同归于尽。
Then in the end, he died with the enemies that he should have killed.
这是一个曾经力大无穷的人非常无奈的结局。
This was the very helpless end of a man who had immense strength.
基甸跟参孙非常的不一样。
But Gideon was very different than Samson.
我记得前天周五晚上我们小家在交通的时候。
So on Friday night, when we had our small family sharing,
德宇弟兄一开始就问我们，你们认为基甸是什么样的人？
Brother 德宇 asked us at the beginning, what kind of a person do you think Gideon was?
最后我们的结论是基甸是个非常平凡的人。
We all concluded that Gideon was a very ordinary man.
和我们差不多。
Probably about the same as us.
事实上呢，我想我们都比基甸还高一点。
But actually, maybe we are a little bit better than Gideon.
基甸是他比一般人还要低。
Perhaps he was even a little bit lower than most people.
他自己说他是马拉西支派的人。
He said that he was a man of the tribe of Manasseh.
实在来说呢，在十二个支派里面，马拉西支派并不是一个有声望的支派。
Manasseh, honestly speaking, was not a very reputable tribe among the 12 tribes.
基甸说他的家在马拉西支派中是最贫穷的家。
And he said that his family was the poorest of the Manasseh tribe.
在这个贫穷的家中，他还是最小的孩子。
In this poorest of the Manasseh tribe, his family was the smallest.
我想这些话形容出一个情形。
These words give us a picture.
基甸实在是个非常渺小不重要的人。
That Gideon was very small and unimportant.
不仅他不可能跟参孙来比较。
Not only he cannot be compared to Samson.
我想他也不敢和任何人比较。
I think he probably dare not to compare with anyone else.
不仅他是个渺小的人。
Not only he was a small man.
他所做的事情都带着小局面的味道。
The things that he did were also very small.
他在酒榨打麦子。
He was thrashing wheat in the wine press.
别人都在广场打麦子，他在酒榨打麦子。
Everyone would thrash wheat in the plaza, but he did it in the wine press.
一个非常窄小的地方。
It's a very small, tiny place.
他去打米甸人的时候，只有300人跟着他。
When he fought the Midianites, he only had 300 people with him.
他们连武器都没有。
They didn't even have any weapons.
基甸的特点就是小。
The characteristic of Gideon is smallness.
渺小的人做了一些做小事。
Small people doing small things.
但是神称基甸为大能的勇士。
But God called Gideon a man of valor.
一开始神遇见他的时候，神就吩咐他，你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
When God met him at the beginning, he told him, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
基甸在神眼中是有能力的人。
Man was a man of power in God's eyes.
甚至当基甸打败以色列人后，
Even after Gideon defeated the Midianites,
米甸的人都认识这一个人和别人不同。
The people of Midian recognize that this man is different than all others.
米甸的王知道基甸是个有能力的人。
And they came to know that Gideon was a man of power.
基甸能够做的事不是别人轻易可以做的。
What Gideon was able to do was not done by others.
士师记第18章第21节他说因为人如何力量就如何。
It says in Judges 8:21, For as a man is, so is his strength.
这两个人的故事告诉我们
The story of these two men tell us
若像参孙一样
That if we are like Samson,
用自己的能力追求我们肉体想要的东西
Who used his own strength to pursue what he wanted,
不能够被约束
And could not be restrained,
他其实是一个软弱的人。
He was actually, in fact, a weak man.
他被自己捆绑。
He was bound by himself.
就像参孙最后眼瞎了，脚被链着一样。
Just like Samson, at the end, he was blind and chained.
人生非常的无奈。
And his life was so helpless.
我相信，若我们要在参孙跟基甸中做一个选择
，I believe if we were to choose between Samson and Gideon,
我们大家都会选择做基甸。
That we all would choose to be Gideon.
我们需要有基甸的能力。
We need Gideon's power.
一个能有能够结出成果来的能力。
The power that will bring about result.
能够被神认可的那个能力。
The power that is recognized even by God.
是敌人惧怕的能力。
The power that would be feared by enemies.
人如何，力量就如何。
How a man is, so is his strength.
这个能力不是忽然间有的。
This power, this strength doesn't come out of nowhere.
是因为基甸是什么样的人。
It's because of what kind of a man Gideon was.
是因为基甸每天生活里面怎么过日子而有的能力。
It is the power that come out of how Gideon lived his everyday life.
我们一起来看看基甸是什么样的人。
Let's look at what kind of a man Gideon was.
在平常日子里面他怎么过生活。
And how he lived his life in his daily life under normal circumstances.
我们刚才说过基甸的特点就是渺小。
We just mentioned that Gideon was characterized by being a small man doing small things.
今天我们先来看看渺小这一个字。
So now let's first look at the word small.
我不知道你们认为在我们人生中有哪些事算是大事。
I don't know what you consider, what are the big things and what are the small things in your life.
实在来说，在我们人生中大事实在不多。
Actually, in our life, there aren't that many great things.
那么在我们一天的生活里面，什么算是大事呢？
So what is considered big things in our everyday life?
我想很实在的说，对上班的人来讲，上班是最大的事。
Frankly speaking, for those of us who going to work is a big thing.
对学生来讲，上课是一天中最大的事。
To students, going to school is a big thing.
当我们策划的时间的时候，我们都会以上班跟上课为主。
When we plan our schedule, we always prioritize our work and our school as the first, as the number one.
在这些大事之外
，aside from these big things，
接下来就是我们需要吃饭的时间。
Then it comes our meal time，
还有我们交通来往的时间
，and also our commute time。
哦，这必须要有的时间。
Those are the times that we have to have。
那其他的时间呢？我们就称它为琐碎的时间。
The other than those, then we call those are just very trivial kinds of times。
这些时间里面，我们需要做些琐碎的事。
Because during those times, we do trivial, small things。
大事的时间重要，还是琐碎的时间重要？
So are the big things or the small things more important?
我想呢，当然是大事的时间最重要。
Then of course the big things are more important.
在我读大学的时候，我的房间墙上挂了一张 poster.
When I was in college, I hung a poster on the wall of my dorm.
我昨天跟我的孩子们提到这件事。
Yesterday I mentioned this to my daughters.
当时我还存了蛮久的钱才买的这张 poster.
And I spent quite a bit of money to buy such a poster at the time.
因为上面的话。
Because of the words on the poster.
我觉得蛮有意思的。
I thought it was quite interesting.
这是歌德讲的话。
It was something what Goethe said.
他说我们的个性是在生活的水流里面塑造的。
That our character in the stream of life.
我们的个性不是在上班或上学的时候被塑造的。
Our character is not molded by our going to work or going to school.
是在我们生活中琐碎的事里面被塑造的。
But it is molded in the small things of daily life.
我们怎么面对生活中琐碎的小事，决定我们的个性。
How we face all these small things in our everyday life determines our character.
我们的个性决定我们在大的事情上能有什么成就。
Our character will determine what we can accomplish in big things.
我记得我第一天上班的时候。
On my first day of work.
我的上司就和我谈话。
My boss talked to me.
他说你们刚毕业，你们在学校里面都一定学了很多的知识。
He said, you just graduated, and I'm sure you learned a lot in school.
他说，会被我们公司雇用的人都差不多知道这些知识。
And those of you who are hired by our company, you know all this knowledge already.
但是你上班的结果在于你是什么样的人。
But how you going to work here is based on how you're going to conduct yourself.
我很喜欢这个 how you conduct yourself.
It's how you conduct yourself.
你怎么做人？
How are you going to conduct yourself?
这是个非常重要的一句话。
That is a very important important statement.
帮助我许多。
It helped me a great deal.
我记得许多年前有一届高中生毕业了。
Many years ago, some high schoolers graduated
在我们教会里面,
in our church.
他们将要去读大学。
So they are to go off to college.
将要离开家开始独立生活。
They were to leave home and be independent.
我记得那个时候是 Brother Robert 跟 Sister May 在负责高中部。
At that time, Brother Robert and Sister May were taking care of the high schoolers.
他们就请我对毕业生讲一些话。
They asked me to say something to the graduates.
我记得那个时候，我就告诉他们，他们要开始做成年人了。
So I remember I was telling them that they are to start being adults.
他们开始会有许多的自由，过独立的生活。
They will start having a lot of freedom to live independently.
每天要吃什么，什么时候吃，都自由的。
What to eat and when to eat, they have all the freedom to themselves.
但是我劝他们，要做两件最重要的决定。
But I encourage them to make two very important decisions.
首先呢，是建立一个良好的生活习惯。
First of all, is to establish a healthy, good habit.
要用自由来选择营养的食物。
first of all, use their freedom to choose good, nutritious food.
第二个呢，是用自由来建立良好的睡眠习惯。
And the second one is use their freedom to choose to establish a good sleep schedule.
定时候睡觉。
Go to bed on time.
定时候起床。
Get up on time.
第三个呢，用我们的自由养成求问的好习惯。
And then the third one is establish a good habit of asking questions.
学问是问出来的。
Because knowledge comes from asking questions.
一直不断地问。
Keep asking questions.
良好的生活习惯，接下来就是健康良好的人际关系。
And then having good habits followed by establish good interpersonal relationship.
对当时的年轻人来说，就是我们两个关系而已。
To the young people, there were only two kinds of relationship.
首先呢，我们对在我们上面的要建立良好的关系。
First of all, to those above you, establish a good relationship.
跟神要有个人亲身的关系。
Establish a good personal relationship with God.
对父母要有成熟的态度。
To parents, we must be respectful.
像成年人来往。
And get along just like adults.
当我们若是我们对在上的有良好的关系，
When we have good relationship with those above us,
我们这一生里面都有指导。
Then throughout our lifetime, we will have guidance.
而接着就是我们要选择健康良好的旁边的关系。
The next one that follows would be having good, establish good friendship.
选择我们可以长期来往的朋友。
Choose friends that we can hang out with for a long time.
而这使我们的人生能够快乐。
And that will make our life happy.
今天早上我要将同样的话送给今年要毕业的高中生。
This morning, I will give the same message to our graduates for this year.
不仅我们不要轻看小事。
Not only we don't want to despise small things.
神也不轻看小事。
God also does not despise small things.
圣经中神常常将自己隐藏在小事里面来做事。
In the Bible, God often hides his work in small things.
而不是在我们众人都以为的大场面来说话行事。
He doesn't speak in big environment or circumstances like we all assume.
神在每一件事情里面都有他的心意跟旨意。
God has his will and his heart in every small thing.
在撒迦利亚书第四章第十节。
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10.
他说谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
For who has despised the day of small things?
对，英文翻得比较准确。他说这小事的日子呢？
It says, who has despised the day of small things?
这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地。
For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
他看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
The plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
我们不要轻看这些小事的日子。
Do not despise the day of small things.
在我们充满小事的日子当中。
In our day of small things.
神的眼目正在这个地上来回的搜寻。
God's eyes are scanning to and fro throughout the whole earth.
神看见一个叫做所罗巴伯的人。
God saw a man named Zerubbabel.
他手里正拿了一个线砣。
He was holding a plumb line in his hand.
神看见就欢喜。
God saw it and rejoiced.
线砣就是个准绳。
A plumb line is a line that measures.
神的话，神的标准。
God's word, God's standard.
在每一件小事中，神有他的看法，神有他的标准。
In every small thing, God has his opinion, his will, his measurement.
我深信这就是神喜悦那个渺小的基甸的原因。
I believe that's the very reason why God liked Gideon so much, because although he was very small.
基甸是一个在小事中认真坚持信仰的人。
Gideon was a man who was faithful in small things. He took it seriously and he was faithful.
当米甸人 米甸人欺压以色列人，不让他们有粮食。
When the Midianites oppressed the Israelites and denied them food,
以色列人都因为惧怕而躲藏了。
The Israelites, because of fear, they hid themselves.
基甸人就在一个小小的地方打麦子。
The Israelites would thrash wheat in a small area.
七年之间
，for 7 years.
米甸人不断地来抢夺粮食。
The Midianites kept coming to rob them.
七年之久。
For 7 years long,
基甸人就尽可能的努力积存粮食来防备以色列人。
Gideon still tried his best to gather food to defend himself against the Midianites.
他不忘记他是神的选民。
He did not forget that he was a chosen, among the chosen ones of God.
但神的使者说，神与你同在了。
When God's angel said to him, God is with you.
他不以为然。
He didn't think so.
他不忘记他的祖，从他的祖先所告诉他的故事。
He didn't forget the stories that were handed down to him by his forefathers.
在以往神怎样用大人的手带领他的祖先离开埃及。
How God led his forefathers out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
他心里面实实在在有个困惑。
He was very puzzled.
那为什么神现在不救我们呢？
So why doesn't God save us now?
神若是真的，他为什么任凭以色米甸人这样的欺压我们呢？
If this is what God meant, then why did God let the Midianites oppress us?
我认为这是一个认真对待神的话，相信神的人而有的困惑。
I believe this is the perplexity someone who take God's word seriously would have.
他不能够接受目前他所看到的环境跟他所听说的关于神的事当中有个大的距离。
He could not accept the huge gap between what God tells him versus what he has heard about God.
在他的困惑里面，他仍旧每天做他该做的事。
Although he was still in the midst of perplexities, but he still continued to do what he needed to do every day.
他继续做他可以做的打麦子。
He still did what he could do, that is thrashing wheat.
我们都说过，打麦子就说到我们今天在我们生活里面，我们读神的话。
And we already mentioned, that thrashing wheat means we read the word of God every day.
我相信今天仇敌仍旧用一样的方法来占满我们的时间。
I believe today the enemy is doing the same thing to us to occupy our time.
也占满我们的心思。
And occupy our minds.
仇敌也一样的要使我们没有时间读圣经，也没有心思来思考神的话。
The enemy is doing the very same thing to us that we have no time to read God's word and no room in our minds to contemplate His word.
我们尽多少力量来防备仇敌的诡计？
How hard have we tried to go against the scheme of the enemy?
我们是不是也很努力的要存一些话？
Have we also tried very hard to read God's word and try to hide His word in our heart?
还是和其他以色列人一样，在米甸人的欺压下，我们就放弃了？
Or are we like the Israelites under the oppression of the Midianites that we just give up?
当我们读完神的话，
After we read God's word,
我们看到我们在我们的生活里面，我们感受到我们的生活跟神的话距离有多大。
And when we see the huge gap between what we read and the word of God and what we think we have understood,
是不是我们是不是会觉得困惑？
Do we feel perplexed?
我们是不是就接受这样的现况？反正就是这样子。
Do we just accept it the way it seems?
最近我们读到诗篇。
Recently, we're reading Psalms.
许多经节都是我们所非常喜欢的话。
A lot of the words we like very much.
我们是不是停留在只是欣赏、同意这些话？
Do we just appreciate them, like them, and stop there?
诗人说的真好。
The psalmist said it so well.
就像我们点一个赞一样的。
And then we just go thumbs up.
我们就这样子过去了。
And that would be it.
我们没有注意到一件事，那我的经历为什么差那么远呢？
We never notice how come my experience is so far off.
当神向基甸显现以后，
After God appeared to Gideon，
基甸亲眼见到神的使者，
Gideon saw with his own eyes the angel of God，
他以往的困惑没有了，
His perplexities all disappeared，
他立刻除去家中的偶像，
Right away he removed the idols of Baal，
他遇见真的，不要那个假的，
Because he met the real one， so he discarded the false one。
这并不是一件容易的事。
That was not an easy thing to do。
但是基甸他认识神多少，他的行动就跟上多少。
But how much Gideon knew, his action followed。
那第二个，他在小事里面，神也在观看基甸。
And then even in small things, God was watching Gideon。
我们可以想象七年中基甸。一年又一年的在那打麦子。
We can imagine for 7 years long, year after year, he was just there thrashing wheat.
他心里很多困惑。
He has a lot of perplexities.
他一定感到很孤单。
He must have felt very lonely as well.
但是他基甸看不到的。
But what Gideon did not see was
神也在寻找一个人。
That God at the same time was looking for a man.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要寻找一种人。
The eyes of God is scanning to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for someone.
神在寻找什么样的人呢？
What kind of a person is God looking for?
神在寻找一个在平常生活中有原则的人。
God is looking for someone who lives by principle in his everyday life.
能够用原则来约束自己的人。
Someone who is able to be restrained by principle.
不是像基甸，不是像参孙那样被肉体约束的人。
Not like Samson, bound by his own desires, but his physical desires.
哦，我们知道，当大家都非常渴的时候
，when we know that when everyone was so thirsty,
忽然间看到水
，suddenly you see water.
我们怎么取水喝呢
？So how do you drink water?
大多数的人都被我们身体感受到的需要来催促。
We are all urged by our physical needs.
圣经说大多数人都像狗一样的舔水。
So most people will lick water like a dog.
这极少数的人大概是十分之一的人。
Only a small number, maybe 1/10 of the people.
他们克制自己。
They restrain themselves.
他们用手捧水来喝。
They use their hands to pick up water to drink.
每天在我们生活中有许许多多的吸引，使我们没有时间读经。
There's so much enticement throughout the day that causes us have no time to read the Bible.
我跟小家们分享，我说其实我也蛮 struggle 的，有的时候。
I share with a small family that I too struggle sometimes.
有的时候实在是很累，不想读。
Sometimes I'm so tired that I don't want to read.
有的时候想我就先看看手机好了。
And sometimes I was just look at the phone.
让自己休息一下。
And just let myself rest a little.
有的时候事情不顺的时候，我也很想发脾气。
And sometimes when things don't go well, I just want to give up.
有的时候工作那个事情有些压力，我也想先，我们也想说先把公司的事做一做，先把书读一读，那我们有更好的成绩。
And sometimes we might, when things don't go so well, we just want to read some more, we just want to study more, so that we can have a better result.
那我们想要得到的事来辖制我们。
And let those things that we want to get to restrain us.
就在这些小事里面，我们能不能够约束自己？
Is in the midst of these small things, can we restrain ourselves?
有没有更重要的原则？
Do we have a higher, more important principle?
若是我们不能在小事中约束自己，
If we cannot restrain ourselves in small things,
神也不能使用我们。
God cannot use us.
我们知道不能约束的人不可能做出大事。
Those cannot be restrained cannot do big things.
我深信我们都能够同意这个道理。
I believe we all agree to this.
我们要更多的经历神，就在于我们每件在小事情里面，我们能不能够约束自己
？If we want to experience God more, it depends upon whether we are willing to restrain ourselves in small things.
不让环境，不让我们自己的需要来催逼我们。
And not let the circumstance, let our own desires, prompt us.
在小事中，基甸有把握神与他同工。
Even in small things, Gideon had the assurance that God was working with him.
这是累积出来的结果。
It is an accumulated result.
基甸听见一个米甸人的梦，他就有得胜的把握。
When Gideon heard the dream of a Midianite, he had the assurance.
不用任何武器，他就赢得征战。
Needing no weapon, he knew that he was able to defeat them.
这是在多少小事情里面，基甸和神建立起的关系。
It is a relationship that Gideon built with God through so many small things.
他一天天的打麦子。
Day by day, he thrashed wheat.
那一天，那个米甸人看见的是一个大麦饼。
That day, what the Midianites saw was a huge barley loaf.
这个大麦饼把所有米甸人的帐幕都摧毁了。
This huge barley loaf, overtook all the tents of the Midianites.
这是基甸的故事。
This is the story of Gideon.
这是基甸，从基甸我们可以学的一些原则。
And these are the principles that we can learn from Gideon.
当我对历史有不一样的体会。
When I have a different understanding of history.
再来我们读了基甸的故事。
And that now we just read the story of Gideon.
我就有个期盼。
I have this hope.
我对自己有要求。
I have this expectation of myself.
我要来学习基甸在小事情里面认真。
To learn from Gideon to be earnest in small things.
照着神的话在小事里面坚持原则。
To persist, to follow, abide by principle in small things.
认真做小事。
And to be earnest, as I do small things.
我们就把时间拉回到这个过去这一周。
So, fast forward to this week.
当我在心里预备交通这个题目
When I was preparing for today's sharing
就在几天前
Just a few days ago
我说过每一天里面上班是大事
I just mentioned that going to work is, it's a big thing because it takes up a lot of time
我们今天不谈大事里面的时间
Today we're not going to talk about the big thing that takes a lot of time
有一天呢 我要从教会回家的时候
One day when I was on my way home from church
我就按照惯例我就想一下今天晚上我需要做的事
I was thinking what I should do tonight
回到家我就看到我们的 gardener 在我家门口等我
Then as soon as I got home I realized the gardener was waiting for me right in front of my door
去年呢我在后院种了一棵柿子树
Last year, I planted a persimmon tree in my backyard.
非常脆弱的柿子树。
It was a very frail persimmon tree.
但是今年呢，它长高了许多，也长长了许多。
But this year, it actually grew a lot taller, a lot bigger.
但是那个树干还是细细的。
But then the trunk is still very tiny.
我怕风吹的时候呢，这个细细的干子就会折断了。
I was afraid that once the wind started blowing, that the trunk would snap.
因此我请 gardener 来帮我做两根柱子来支撑这个树干。
So I asked the gardener to put in two posts to support this very frail trunk.
他就在后院把这个柱子做好了。
He put in the two posts.
当他离开以后，我就想说我到后院去看一看这个树子情形怎么样。
After he left, I went to the backyard to take a look.
就我一看，大概因为他绑得太紧了。
As soon as I took a look, I realized that he actually tied it too tight.
这根树干从当中就折断了。
Then the trunk actually snapped in half.
我不知道你们会怎么反应。
I don't know how you would respond.
当时我立刻就很不高兴啊。
Right away, I was not happy.
好不容易这棵树才活过来，好不容易才长到这么高。
It wasn't easy for this tree to survive and for it to grow so tall and so big.
就从当中折断了。
But then now, right in the middle of the trunk, it snapped.
但是我也提醒我自己，我不是要改变吗？
But I then reminded myself, isn't it true that I wanted to change?
我不要因为这件小事就情绪化。
I don't want to get emotional because of this.
实在来说，这是意外事件。
It was actually quite an unpredictable incident.
没有人故意要做的。
No one did it intentionally.
好，我就用了一些时间再把这棵剩余的树再安排好。
So I used some time to take care of the remaining part of the tree.
接着就到了准备晚饭的时候了。
Until it was time to have dinner.
我回到厨房打开冰箱。
I went to the kitchen, opened my fridge.
一打开冰箱，我冰箱门上的 basket 忽然间就破裂了。
As soon as I opened the door of my fridge, the basket hung on the door of my fridge fell off and broke.
你们可以想一大堆的好多的瓶瓶罐罐都摔到地上来了。
A lot of bottles and cans and things all fell on the floor.
你们可以想象这是个非常不愉快的局面。
Can you imagine it was so unpleasant?
没有选择，我必须先把这些瓶瓶罐罐的这些麦子都清好。
I had no choice. I had no choice but to clean it all up.
但是接着这个破的 basket 怎么办呢？
So then what do I do with this broken basket?
但是我真的不知道下一步怎么办。
I had no idea what to do next.
换一个冰箱或者继续使用这个破坏的冰箱我都不是我喜欢的局面。
I don't want to change, buy another fridge or keep using the same fridge without a basket.
但是我也真的不知道去哪里找这个 replacement.
But I didn't know where to find a replacement.
非常的苦恼。
Very frustrated.
再一次我提醒自己。
So once again, I reminded myself.
我要改变。
I need to change.
我要认真面对困难，试着解决问题。
I need to face my issues seriously and try to solve them.
我不要任凭这个我的环境继续恶化。
And not let the circumstance keep getting worse.
长话短说，我就找到我就定好了replacement.
Long story short, I was able to find a replacement.
晚饭后，我想我应该可以来做我计划中的事了。
After dinner, I thought finally I have a chance to do what I plan on doing tonight.
我忽然间收到我手机里面有个 text.
Then I got a text.
我有个亲戚是个年轻人。
Message. It was from a young person.
他问我明天晚上能不能够来我们家住一个晚上。
She asked me, "Can I come over and stay overnight at your place tonight?"
啊，我能说什么呢？
So what can I say?
我说我很想说，当然可以啊。
I wanted to say, well, of course you can.
只是你可不可以带你自己的床单来呢？
But can you bring your own linen, bed linen?
哦，再一次我提醒我自己。
Once again, I reminded myself.
我不要让我自己今天的发生的事来影响我。
I didn't want to let what happened today affect me.
我要正面的欢迎他。
I want to positively welcome her.
接着呢，我就必须整理出一个房间来预备她来住。
So then I had to organize a room, prepare it for her arrival.
一天就这样结束了。
So that's how the day ends.
这天里面，我很努力地管理了自己，改变我自己的态度。
I did try very hard to manage myself and change my attitude.
但是到了晚上一定要结束的时候。
But then at the end of the day,
我想到我今天该做的事都没有做。
I thought what I wanted to do today, nothing was done.
我只好再堆积到明天。
Now I have to have them do those things tomorrow.
明天还加一件。
And then add another thing tomorrow.
明天要换用过的床单。
Tomorrow, I have to change the linens that was used tonight by this young person.
实在来说，我心里面感到好疲倦啊。
Honestly, I was so tired.
虽然没有生气，也没有喜乐。
Although I was not angry, but I had no joy.
我不知道明天我还要用多少力量来继续支持我的新态度。
I don't know how much strength I need to pull together.To face tomorrow.
我可以撑多少天?
How many days I can hold up,
就在那个比较低的心情里面。
I was at my low point.
忽然间复活节的信息回到我心里。
Suddenly the message of resurrection came to me.
主已经复活了。
The Lord has risen.
已经将复活生命赐给我们。
He has given us his resurrected life.
我们有一个新的开始。
We have a new beginning.
我们可以选择一个新的道路。
We can choose a new way.
我不是靠自己的毅力来过每一天的生活。
Not by my willpower to live my everyday life.
我不是靠着我自己的毅力来改变我自己。
Not by my willpower to change myself.
我可以来经历什么是复活的能力。
I can experience what is the power of resurrection.
这个时候有一首诗歌出现在我心里。
Right at that time, a hymn came to me.
它隐藏我魂。
He hideth my soul.
我就开始唱这首诗歌。
I began to sing this hymn.
不久前我也跟你们提到，最近我们家里面遇到一些事情，使我心里非常的担忧。
Not too long ago, I mentioned to you that some things have happened that's been worrying me lately.
当天晚上，这些在环境里面，不论是大事小事，都没有太大的改变。
And although things haven't changed, whether big or small.
但是当我唱这首诗歌的时候，
But when I was singing this hymn,
我发现我的心情完全不一样了。
I realized that my state of mind was totally different.
我想起以往我父亲说过的什么是复活的能力。
I was reminded of my father used to say, what is the power of resurrection?
就是当我们的力气用尽了以后，还经历到有一点点力气出现了。
It is the ability to experience a little bit more when our strength is exhausted.
我想这就是生命记中的祝福。
I believe that is the blessing mentioned in Deuteronomy.
你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
As your days, so shall be your strength.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
今天我们谈了许多的话。
Today we have said a lot.
可能很多话我们不可能完全都记得。
Maybe a lot of the words we might not be able to remember.
如果你只能记一句话。
But if you can only remember one sentence.
我希望你们记得这首诗歌最后一节，他说：“复活变化，我以他光明为衣。”
I hope you remember this sentence: When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise.
复活不是将来的事。
Resurrection is not something in the future.
主已经复活。
Because the Lord has risen.
已经将复活生命赐给我们。
He has given us His resurrected life.
我们在每一天的小事里面，我们可以来经历复活变化。
We can experience the transformation of resurrection in our everyday life.
这跟我们靠自己的努力自己的毅力完全不一样。
This is totally different than depending on our own willpower.
但是我们先要有努力，先要有毅力。
But yes, we do need to exercise our will and our own mind.
当我们用尽了。
After we have exhausted it all.
复活变化。
The transformation of resurrection.
我以他光明为衣。
When clothed in His brightness,
与他相遇空中云外
transported, I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky.
这个变化带我们脱上升
such a transformation lifts us up,
脱离这个世界上所有的这个让我们疲倦的小事
and be able to shed from all the things of this world.
这首诗歌说我仍愿将全能能藏在他深爱中。
This hymn says, I still would hide myself in the cleft, hide myself, my life in the depths of his love.
带着我们所有的小事。
Bring all our small things.
我们将我们所有的生活藏在他的手中。
Let's hide our life in the cleft of the rock in his hand.
他用圣手来遮盖
And he will cover us there with his hand.
日子如何，你的力量就如何。
As our days, so shall be our strength.
每一天每一刻，我们都可以经历复活变化。
Every day, every moment, we can experience the transformation of resurrection.
他真是我奇妙的救主。
He indeed is my wonderful savior.
我们请赞美团队跟我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
We ask the worship team to lead us to sing this hymn.
感谢主，今天我自己的得着是在一个字上，我有了新的看见。
We see, after hearing this message, I have this new understanding.
这个字就是小。
That
small, 小。
This world,
这个字就是小。
The word small.
通常我们都喜欢大。
We normally like big.
喜欢让人看见。
We want big understanding.
但今天的信息告诉我。
But this message tells us.
神在乎小事。
That we don't look light on small.
神在小事上塑造我们的性情。
God guides us in molds us through small things.
我平时很在乎别人看见我的时候我在做什么。
And it's not that we don't need to care so much about what others see.
但是今天的信息告诉我，就在一个小的事情上。
This message is in small things.
或许是在人所看不见的时候。
Or when people don't see us.
或许是在你孤单的时候。
Or when you are lonely.
我的态度。
What is my attitude?
神在看。
God is watching.
他在塑造我们的心情。
He is directing our heart.
就像牧师说的，在一个隐藏的境界里面。
Just like what Pastor just told us, in a hidden situation.
我们的复活的生命会有长进。
That's how our resurrected life grows.
弟兄姐妹，请起立，我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all rise and sing this hymn together.
何等奇妙救主。
A wonderful Savior.
他隐藏我。
He hideth my soul.
Thank you. 我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，你是愿意与我们同住、与我们同行的主。
You are the Lord who wants to abide with us and walk with us.
在每一天的小事上面，你都在观看我们。
You are watching us in every small thing.
你在训练我们。
You are training us.
在塑造我们。
And you are shaping us.
成为一个可有一天可以使用的器皿。
So that one day we can be a vessel useful in your hand.
主，今天我们愿意将我们自己交在你的手中。
Today we want to yield ourselves into your hand.
来制作我们。
Shape us.
主耶稣，让有一天，主，我们真的愿意，主，从心里面说，主，我尊你为大。
So that we will say, Lord, we honor you.
每一天在每一个小时上面，我愿意来聆听到你跟我们说的每一句话。
In every small thing, we can hear you speaking to us.
我们跟随来
做。And that we follow your lead.
主恩待我们每一个人。
May you have grace upon every one of us.
圣灵继续将这个工作做在我们里面。
And that the Holy Spirit continue to work in us.
让这话在我们心中，主真的产生能力。
That these words will continue to have more power in us.
从这个时刻改变我们。
And start transforming us starting now.
我们祷告祈求奉靠你的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.